With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, May 12th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the Galen Catholic boys track and field team continued their string of postseason success as the Jays took home their third consecutive state qualifying meet title in Lawton, scoring 142 points as a unit. Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler has been with the track team now for a decade, and he has seen the growth it has shown over those seasons. He says the biggest instigator of that growth has been changing track from individual success to team success, and the team has bought into that.
You know, this is my 10th year, and when I came here, I think the first year we qualified two events for state. We qualified an individual and then a relay. I started to get the kids to buy into the team concept of track meets and the team points, and these guys have done a great job, and they fight for every single point, whether it's a sixth place or a seventh place, they're out there. My distance medley team is out there fighting for that extra point. And that's a real credit to them as a team.
The best part about meets late in the season is when they bring out a season's worth of work into improvements in times or distances. Coach Schindler says that was shown in abundance last night with the relays specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was even not great conditions. They weren't horrible tonight, you know, but the wind did pick up there for a little bit, and our relay teams really fought through it. I thought our sprint medley, our 4x2, you know, and our 4x4 were really outstanding PRs, some big PRs. I think our 4x4 was a 3-4 second PR, 4x2 a 2 second PR. When you're PRing by that much at the end of the season, it's just, you know, we got pushed by great competition tonight, Lawton, West Monona. There's some really good schools here, and we fought hard.
And the boys track team at Galen Catholic has a history of competing for state team titles when they get down to the Blue Oval in Des Moines, with state championships previously in 1989 and 1996. Coach Schindler says this year's team wants to get back to that history and come away with a strong team outing next week.
At the beginning of the year, and I haven't really said this to anybody except for the team, but we want to go down there and we want to bring home a big trophy. I mean, that's the goal. And if that's not the goal, then, you know, there's probably something wrong. And so, we have to go down there and perform in a week, but I think these guys are ready. The jump they took from the regular season to tonight, the intensity they showed, they have to make another jump with that intensity. But I think they're fully capable of that, and hopefully we can go down there and have a good showing.
And to do that, Coach Schindler says it will take effort all around with the leaders stepping up in a big way.
At state, your studs got to be studs. You know, we need the Bondersons, we need the Augustines, the Spanglers, the Calsons. You know, we need some surprises too. You know, maybe a hurdle event if we get the shuttle, or, you know, we got the highs down there with McCarty. So you need a surprise or two, but you need your studs to really show up and show out. And so hopefully that happens.
The state track meet runs from Thursday, May 18th through Saturday, May 20th at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Of course, be sure you're listening to KLEM Radio throughout the day on those couple of days, as we'll be providing live updates throughout those days with results coming in to the KLEM Sports Department, and we'll relay them to you on Twitter and on air. So make sure you're listening to KLEM throughout that weekend. And of course, we don't have final results yet with, of course, you got to compare times and distances around the state, but we do know 33 events around Plymouth County are guaranteed to go to the state track meet, whether they won in the 1A meet or came in the top two in the 2A and 3A state qualifying meets. Now some highlights from yesterday all around Plymouth County. We'll start with a couple of defending champions who are going to get a chance to defend their title when they go down to Des Moines next week. That's the Remsen St. Mary's Girls Shuttle Hurdle Relay Squad, an outstanding team of Hallie Gallus, Maya Bunker, Whitney Jensen, and Claire Schrader. And of course, Galen Catholic's Keaton Bonderson going to get a chance to defend his title in the 200-meter dash. How about Ian Blau yesterday in Lawton? He swept the throws, including tying his personal record in the discus at 169 feet. He placed third in the discus last year, so it should be a good opportunity for Blau to hopefully up that at the state tournament. Hinton's Bailey Bouvier as a freshman, qualified in four events for the Blackhawks. Just a fantastic athlete for Hinton girls track. Sione Fafita of Lamars, he qualified in the 100 and 200 meter dash. And the Lamars girls broke two school records in Orange City yesterday. Their shuttle hurdle squad broke a 14-year-old record at 108.33, almost a full second better than the record. And they broke the sprint medley record that they set earlier this year in April. They beat it by 0.2 seconds, 151.69, previously at 0.9. And also got to give a shout out to some throwers in Ida Grove yesterday. Both auto qualifications in the girls 2A discus at OABCIG came from the area. Allie Schweitzberger of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central and Lauren Kunkel of Hinton. So it was a great day for Plymouth County track teams. And again, 33 events are guaranteed at this point, with the top twos in 2A and 3A and the champions in 1A at their respective meets. But that doesn't mean we're going to be done yet. Make sure you keep checking out KLEM1410.com. As soon as the full list of results are released across the state, we will have those full list of Plymouth County qualifiers. And when you can see them in action, we'll have it in a schedule format. Thursday events, what time they're competing, Friday events, etc., down to Saturday. So make sure you're on the lookout for that. We'll have that at KLEM1410.com, and we'll post it on Facebook and Twitter as well, so you have your complete state track qualifying guide for next week ready to go. Let's take a look at those team standings from yesterday's state qualifying meets. Starting in Lawton in the girls' standings, Woodbine took home the state qualifying meet title with 117 points. Logan Magnolia second, Lawton Bronson was third. Then the Plymouth County Schools, Remsen St. Mary's was seventh, 46 points. Galen Catholic eighth with 42 points. Akron Westfield tied for ninth. They had scored 36 points, and MMCRU was 11th with 26 points. On the boys' side, we mentioned this already, but Galen Catholic won the meet with 142 points. They were 50 points better than Lawton Bronson. The home school scored 92 points to take second. Woodbine third. MMCRU was fourth with 79 points. Akron Westfield finished in ninth with 44 points, and Remsen St. Mary's finished in 12th with 2 points as a team. To the state qualifying meet at OABCIG, Ridgeview won the girls' title with 115 points. Hinton came in second with 95 points. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central right on their tail in third with 92 points, and Greene County was fourth. On the boys' side, Southeast Valley took home the team title. That was a tighter race, 93 points to 91 points for Kemper Catholic in second. OABCIG was third. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central took home sixth at 61 points. Hinton took eighth at 55 points. That was a very tight and very evenly matched state qualifying meet on the boys' side. And finally, in Orange City, MOC Floyd Valley won the girls' title at 139.5 points. Spencer was second. Sioux Center took home third. The Lamars girls finished fifth with 93 points. On the boys' side of the meet, it was Spirit Lake in first with 166 points. That was 50 points better than Bishop Heelan in second. Spencer was third, and Lamars took home fourth on the boys' side with 93 points. Once again, we've got a link to all these results individually and team-wise. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. And once the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association have released their full list of state qualifiers, we will have that post for you under our sports local sports news page. So check that out again at KLEM1410.com. Also yesterday, we can't forget about some soccer around the area yesterday. In Missouri River Activities Conference girls soccer, Sioux City East blank Lamars 7-0. Sioux Center took down Sergeant Bluff Luton 1-0. And on the boys' side, Sioux City East made it a sweep of the Bulldogs 5-3. Sioux Center blank Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-0. Now going on to the sports schedule for today, more postseason action in spring sports and boys tennis. The Lamars boys tennis team gets going with their sub-state team bracket. They'll head up to Spencer, take on Bishop Heelan in the sub-state quarterfinal. The winner will get either the Spencer Tigers or the Cherokee Braves. Best of luck to Coach Barr and the Bulldog tennis squad, as they've got a tough test, but I know they'll be up for the challenge. In postseason girls golf today, it's regional opening round play play around the area. In Class 1A, Region 1A, Kingsley Pearson is in action at the Aurelia Golf Course, hosted by Alta Aurelia. The Warriors are going to be there, as well as Boyer Valley, Glidden, Ralston, River Valley, West Monona, Westwood, and Woodbine. So best of luck to the Panther girls golf team. In town at Willow Creek Golf Course in Class 1A's Region 2A, Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, MMCRU, and Bremsen St. Mary's will be in action here in town against Boyden Hall, George Little Rock, Lawton Bronson, and Woodbury Central. And in Class 2A, Region 1B at the Holstein Country Club, that's where the Hinton Blackhawks will be competing in the regional opening round. They'll also compete against Cherokee, East Sac County, MVAOCOU, OABCIG, Pocahontas Area, Ridgeview, and Sioux Central. Finally, on the sports schedule today, some soccer games, regular season finales for the Bulldogs. In girls soccer, Boyden Hall Rock Valley comes to town to take on the Mars. Other MRAC games see West Sioux at Sergeant Bluff Luton, Trainers at Sioux City West, and Sioux City East is at Sioux City North. In boys soccer, Lamars travels up to Rock Valley to take on the Nighthawks of BHRV. West Sioux's at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln is at Glenwood. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.